BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Pakistani Interior Ministry says all eight people have been rescued from a broken cable car dangling hundreds of metres above a ravine. Six of them were school children. Army helicopters freed one of the passengers, and the remaining people were brought to safety by rescue teams using zip wires. The BBC's Saher Baloch describes the precarious rescue operation.
The rope snapped and the people were stranded in the air. But even then, the military helicopter and the people in it, they tried real hard to rescue them. But the only problem was that as soon as the helicopter would get closer to the cable car, it would start dangling again. And it was really dangerous because, you know, the military had to be very, very delicate in handling the entire matter as well. So it was also a rescue operation from ground after dark, which made sure that these children get out.
Scientists say the wildfires which ravaged the eastern Canadian province of Quebec earlier this year were made 50% more intense as a result of climate change. The finding comes as Canada has been experiencing its worst wildfire season on record. Jae-sung Lee reports.
Quebec saw an unusually high number of fires in May and June, when Canada recorded its highest temperature on record. The study found that fires of such severity were at least seven times more likely to break out as a result of mankind's burning of fossil fuels. One of the lead authors says these extreme weather events will become more frequent as global temperature continues to rise. Canada has been battling ferocious wildfires for months, which have scorched nearly 15 million hectares of land across the world's second largest country. That's larger than the size of Greece.
A top Greek archaeologist has denounced the British Museum, saying it can no longer claim that Greek artefacts like the disputed Parthenon marbles are safe in its care. Despina Kutsumba, director of the Association of Greek Archaeologists, was speaking to the BBC after it became clear that the museum was warned 2 years ago that items were being stolen from it and sold.
Our Prime Minister last year was negotiating with the British Museum for the borrowing of Parthenon marbles. And we Greek archaeologists did not want this negotiation. And now we think that our government has to announce that she will stop any negotiation with British Museum for borrowing. They have to return the Parthenon marbles back because they are not safe in London.
The authorities in the eastern Ukrainian region of Donetsk say three people have been killed in Russian artillery fire near Liman. The area lies close to the front line and regularly comes under attack. Separately, there have been reports of explosions in the port city of Sevastopol in Russian-occupied Crimea. BBC News. The Russian leader Vladimir Putin has told a summit of the BRICS group of nations that they are on course to meet the aspirations of most of the world's people. Mr. Putin addressed the meeting, which also includes the leaders of Brazil, India, China and South Africa, by video link. He was unable to attend the summit in Johannesburg in person because of an international warrant for his arrest on war crimes charges. Spain's king has nominated the leader of the Conservative People's Party, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, to try to form the next government after inconclusive elections last month. His party won the most seats at the last election but falls short of a majority in Parliament. Guy Hedgeco has this assessment of Mr. Núñez Feijóo's chances.
He has the two votes to try and get an absolute majority. If he fails in that one, a simple majority, which it also looks like he will fail that. Then the most obvious next step would be that the king would invite the interim prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, the leader of the Socialist Party, which was a runner-up in the elections, to try and form a government himself. Now, he has slightly better chances of being able to do that because he has more options of forming alliances with other parties on the left. But even so, it's going to be very difficult for him.
The Dutch politician and diplomat Frans Timmermans has resigned as vice president of the European Commission in a bid to become the next prime minister of the Netherlands. The former European climate commissioner will lead the left-wing alliance of the Dutch Labour Party and the Green Left Party in elections in November. Kenya's Faith Kipyegon has become the first woman to win a third women's 1500 metres title at the World Athletics Championships. The two times Olympic champion led the race from start to finish. BBC News.